Governor Cuomo's end-of-session agenda was already in peril even before the governor agreed to work to get rid of the current ruling coalition in the Senate, made up of Republicans and five breakaway Democrats. The Senate leadership had already voted down the DREAM Act, which would give college aid to the children of undocumented immigrants, said no to Cuomo's proposal for public campaign financing, and refused to put an abortion rights provision in Cuomo's Women's Equality Act on the floor at all. Cuomo, in a video sent to the Working Families Party convention, said the Senate alliance of the GOP and the Independent Democrats, or IDC, had failed.
I told the Senate leadership coalition, the IDCs and Republicans, that we needed a success in passing the DREAM Act, Public Finance, Women's Equality Act this session, or they would have failed the people. Well, they said none of the items would pass.
Cuomo pledged to help the left-leaning group retake the Senate for the Democrats, and the governor secured the party's nomination. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, who had enjoyed a good working relationship with Cuomo, called the governor two-faced.
He's really going to have to figure out which Andrew Cuomo he wants to be.
And predicted that nothing of importance would be agreed to in the remaining days of the session. Other GOP senators, like Senate Finance Chair John DeFrancisco, are taking the governor's promises to the progressive group less seriously.
Sometimes you say things in the heat of a day or two in politics that you live to regret, because I think he's basically been touting the fact, and it's true, how we work together, the Republicans and the Democrats, to all of a sudden, at the last minute, at a party convention, to say now we're going to change that. And which would be contrary to his commercials. I just think I'd rather see what he does as opposed to what he says.
Cuomo's actions just 4 days after the Working Families nomination seem to bear that out. The governor invited Republican Senator Joe Robach to an economic development announcement in Rochester, and he seemed almost defiant when he spoke of the strong bipartisan relationships in state government.
The lack of partisanship in Albany is something that I'm very proud of. And Democrats, Republicans, we're New Yorkers first. And that's how I govern, and that's what's turning this state around, and I'm not going back.
The leader of the Senate Democrats, Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says she's looking forward to the governor's help. She says Democrats in the Senate are already willing to back the governor on many of the agenda items he and the Working Families Party are seeking, including a proposal to let individual cities set their minimum wage higher than the state's rate.
I'm carrying a bill that says, okay, fine, the state did such a terrible job in really getting to a living wage which would uplift a million people out of poverty, then at least give municipalities an opportunity to do it. I think that's gathering momentum.
But Senator Cousins says she doesn't know if the minimum wage bill or any other legislation will get passed before the session ends. For the next couple of weeks, the Republicans and the Independent Democrats are still in charge.
Senator Skelos, along with the Independent Democrats, are running the chamber. And so whether they will allow certain things to get done is up to them.
It's likely the stalemate over end-of-session issues will not be resolved until after the November elections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.